The World Health Organization, meanwhile, has expressed grave concern over the ongoing fighting in and around the Yemeni port city of Hodeidah.
WHO is deeply concerned at the increased fighting in Al Hodeidah. Al Hodeidah, this fighting puts more than 600,000 people at risk in Al Hodeidah. And we are deeply concerned at the risk that this has for the port. 70% of people in Yemen rely on the port for food and medicines. Particularly important for WHO is that this port is where we bring in important medical supplies.
The incident manager of the WHO in Yemen said the agency is importing additional medicines for cholera as well as other routine medical supplies. Her comments came as fighting rages on for control of the port city. The Saudi-led coalition has once again claimed that its forces captured the airport in the Yemeni city. A similar claim was rejected by Ansarullah on Tuesday. Forces from Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates started the invasion on the Houthi-controlled city last week, causing more death and destruction. Hodeidah is the lone entry point for goods and essentials to the war-battered country. Joining us live now from Ontario is Edward Corrigan, who is an international human rights lawyer. Mr. Corrigan, thanks for joining us. As an international rights lawyer yourself, Mr. Corrigan, I imagine that just looking at the situation in Yemen, a lot of human rights laws are being broken, but especially when it comes to Hodeidah and its importance because of its port. What do you make of that?
Well, it's clearly a war crime to attack a civilian population, and it's even a bigger war crime to starve a population into submission. This is a form of collective punishment against the people of Yemen, particularly against the Hutus and their allies, who also don't want to be under the domination of Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates. A few days ago, the Security Council held a closed-door session to discuss Yemen, but they didn't really come up with anything worthwhile other than they want to keep the port open. The probability is that the United States, Britain, and France vetoed the resolution, so it would, tie the hands of the Security Council from taking stronger action. But, some commentators are saying that this is like a campaign of genocide against the people of Yemen, where, the port Hodeidah supplies 80-90% of the food for Yemen, and this is being starved and beaten and pounded into the ground. It's actually amazing that the Ansar movement, the Hutus and their allies, have resisted the attack on Yemen, so far. And, of course, the Western media says, the Hutus are Iranian-backed. They keep repeating that. But they ignore the fact that, one, there's no evidence for that. And secondly, that there's lots of evidence to show that the British, the French, the Americans are backing the Saudis and their UAE allies. And they even have troops on the ground, which is something that also is being ignored. There are reports of French troops on the ground, American troops on the ground. The Americans have previously attacked radar facilities in Yemen and have also been providing targeting assistance to help the Saudi allies and their allies and the mercenaries that they have bought and paid for to attack the people of Yemen. They say that these attacks are precision attacks, but you have attacks on hospitals. There was an attack on a hospital last week. There was previous attacks even on food supplies, on funerals, on agricultural production facilities, okay, not to mention sanitation. So this port is very important for getting in food and medicine, fuel, and as we said, you have got the worst humanitarian crisis on the planet, and it may get worse maybe 10 times more if you're going to have maybe 8 million plus people starving to death. And this is all something that, the United States, Britain, France are complicit in. The Western media is not doing their job. They keep talking about Iran, but of course they ignore the fact that there are reports of American and French troops on the ground in Yemen, and that there has been repeated attacks from the West against this group of people. It's the poorest, Arab country. And you have, mercenaries being bought and paid for. And, it's a terrible situation, and it shouldn't be allowed. And the Security Council should be taking strong stance and impose, punishing embargo against the Saudis and the UAE and get rid of the mercenaries that are waging the war on behalf of their feudal patrons.
Very well, Mr. Corrigan. We'll leave there at that. But, of course, as always, we appreciate you taking your time out to speak to us.